Tyke Tolbert now on the line with us. Tyke, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Tyke. John Murphy here along with former Bills receiver Donald Jones. Thank you for joining us. We figured out that you and Donald just missed each other. He came in 2010, and you left here after the 2009 season, huh?
Yes, I did. So just missed him, yeah.
Well, we're happy to have you here. 6 years with the Buffalo Bills, part of your 15 now seasons in the NFL. Some pretty good years under Mike Mularkey and Dick Geron. You must feel, like this was an important part of your career, Tyke, moving, as you move through the league, huh?
Yeah, that was a very important part of my process of where I am now. You know, like you said, 6 years there, which was my longest ever at one stop until this year. I just finished my sixth season in Denver, going to my seventh season, so Denver eclipsed Buffalo by 1 year. But we really enjoyed that time in Buffalo, and my youngest daughter was born in Buffalo, actually. So she considered Buffalo her home, and my oldest was 10 months old when we were there, so they had very fond memories of Buffalo.
And you had Lee Evans, who is a former teammate of Donald, who sometimes when we think about the great receivers in Bills history, we might pass over Lee Evans, but he was almost at the peak of his career when you had him here, wasn't he, Tyke?
Yes. Lee was a very good receiver, a very smart receiver. Lee was one of those guys who had that rare combination of really fast but really good hands. You know, a lot of people, you know, the real, really fast guys, they don't catch as good, and sometimes the guys that catch real well, not as fast. And Lee had that rare ability to be a really fast guy with good hands. So Lee was really good under me when I was there, the years I was there. So I was glad to come across him and coach him.
And he did everything so, like, effortlessly, you know? Like, he wasn't the guy you see make, like, the flashiest catch or even, like, celebrate or anything like that when he caught touchdown passes, but he was the guy that caught it consistently and, like you said, was fast. And he was a true vet when I met him when I got here.
Yeah, Lee, I enjoyed coaching Lee. Like you said, didn't say a whole lot, just did his job. Kind of like the guy I have now, Demaryius Thomas. Don't say a whole lot, just does his job and kind of does it by example.
Tyke Tolbert, our guest, former Bills receivers coach, now receivers coach for the Denver Broncos, staying on as Vance Joseph takes over the Denver Broncos, Tyke. And you had the last 2 years to work with Gary Kubiak and Rick Dennison. Dennison, of course, now coming to Buffalo in the musical chairs game that is coaching moves in the NFL. What can you tell us about Rick Dennison? What did you learn about him in the 2 years you worked with him?
Well, the thing, and you hear me refer to Rick as Rico, because that's his nickname, so we all call him Rico, but the thing you know about Rico, he's going to be extremely organized. He's going to have a plan to not only attack the week, but to attack the day. I mean, there's certain things he's regimented on doing everything, every single day. And also the staff, the offensive staff will have their obligations, you know, to fulfill in order to contribute to the game plan. And he'll have that. And the offense he'll install there, you know, it's the West Coast type of offense. He knows like the palm of his hand because, you know, he's been coaching his offense forever under Kubiak. And so he'll be very organized. He'll be very detailed when he's installing so the players know exactly what's expected of him. And he'll have a lot of film to show based on the do's and don'ts of the position and of the play itself. So that's one thing you can look forward to, Rico. He'll be very organized and very detailed, and his staff will be as well.
All right, now, first question I have, is Rico for public? Like, yeah. Is everybody supposed to know that, or is that something you're supposed to keep in-house?
I think everybody knows him as Rico in the coaching community. I'm not sure about the fans, per se. Fans might call him Rick, but in the coaching community, all in the NFL, he's known as Rico. So, I mean, I'd probably be safe to say call him Rick until you get to know him. Call him Rico.
Yeah, he's going to be like, wait, what?
I want, you know, we've read about him, and I've read about him having a kind of a background, I believe, in engineering, right? Do you see that in how he, you know, constructs what he does with an offense and how he approaches the job?
Well, I think, you know, he does have a engineering background. His dad was a college president. His dad recently passed a couple of weeks ago, but he's a college president. So Rico comes from a very academic, educated type of background. And he's a smart guy. Like I told you, this offense, this only offense he's been running, you know, since he been coaching. So, the good thing about Rick as well is the fact that he'll not only implement what he does offensively, but he'll also take suggestions from other coaches. You know, because nobody invented this game that's coaching today. Everybody steals from everybody else, whatever. So, when you have certain ideas or certain plays that you want to add to the game plan, whether it be third down, be it red zone or whatever. And if it makes sense, he'll look at it, he'll add it to the game plan. And so he works really well with other coaches in that respect.
Now, Tyke, when you look at the offense that you guys ran out in Denver, especially under Peyton Manning, was that offense like tailored around what he can and couldn't do older in, or later in his career? Or is that the offense that coach likes to run?
Well, you mean as far as what we did?
Just a lot of quick passes.
You mean with Peyton, though?
With Peyton,
the offense we ran with Peyton before Gary Kubiak and Rico got there was offense Peyton was more familiar with. So it was, you know, the formations, the terminology, the routes, you know, we had a lot of stuff. You know, we had a lot of quick passes, and we ran a lot of no huddle, ran a lot of up-tempo type things. But we had a lot of shots, meaning deep balls off those quick passes as well. We had some double moves and that kind of thing. We had some shots that took downfield. So, you know, we would think, because we know the perception is, we'll lull you asleep because of the quick passes we'd have. But we'll have some shot plays off that. And matter of fact, back in 2013, you know, we set numerous NFL records during that year. We scored more points than any team in the history of the NFL. We had we scored 50 points three times in that year, which is another NFL record. We had five guys on my team in 2013 score 10 or more touchdowns, which is a record I think can be hard to break count any time. So we had a lot of plays and a lot of playmakers, and a lot of things we did with quote unquote Peyton Manning's offense was the fact that we did throw some quick things. We had some guys, some good routes to catch in those years, but also we did take some shots, even though people didn't perceive Peyton as having the strongest arm, which, you know, he didn't have the strongest arm at that time. But when you have timing, which Peyton is the master of having timing with his receivers, it always worked out for us.
We're on the line with Tyke Tolbert, Denver Broncos wide receivers coach, who worked the last couple of years with the Bills' new offensive coordinator, Rick Dennison. Hey, Tyke, the West Coast offense obviously has been around for, you know, 20-plus years now. What is, like, the 21st-century version of the West Coast offense under Rick Dennison? What does that look like now, and what are some of the principles? Is it still, like, you know, what Bill Walsh instituted 20-some years ago in San Francisco?
Well, it's hard for me to say that because I wasn't under that system with Bill
right.
Walsh. But actually, when Coach Kubiak got here, that was my first introduction to the West Coast offense. I'd never been a part of it until then. And from what I understand, from what I can gather, the basic principles are still the same. You know, you always add your own little wrinkle to it, regardless of what it is. And like I said earlier, based on the help that Rico will get from us, the assistant coaches, on certain things we like and that kind of thing, that kind of quote-unquote shy away from the traditional West Coast style offense. But by and large, the West Coast offense is still the same. It's still a zone block and run scheme, you know, inside zone, outside zone. You go hard play action off those inside and outside zones, which is really good for us. Then you have some quick passes, and you have some other quick passes, you know, five-step, you know. Have some seven-step, too, but for three-step and five-step is probably what you majored in. We'll couple in some seven steps as well. But I think, you know, like I said earlier, by and large, I think the West Coast offense is still the same based on what I've been told.
Tyke, when you look at the West Coast offense, is there a certain type of quarterback that coach likes to have running the West Coast offense, or does it not really matter?
I don't think it really matters. I think it matters who can be efficient in running an offense, because I think, like I said, the base of it is the quote-unquote West Coast-style type of offense, but there's so many things you can do off of it, whether it's the bootlegs off of it, you got a couple of quarterbacks in roster right now who's been familiar with that and who can do those type of things. And I think it all, you know, I think good coaches, they kind of fit the scheme to the players, and I think Rico will do that. He won't ask those guys to do anything they can't do, you know, and whatever they do well, they'll do those things, and they'll do some things off of those things that they do well. So try to keep the defense and off balance, whether it's formationally, whether it's, you know, play call, even our cadences. We switch up the cadences every now and again to get people off guard on quick counts, or we're hard counting them, getting a jump, get a free five. You know, those kind of things, you know, I think you'll see Rico do that'll help the Buffalo Bills offense.
Hey, Tyke, your 2 years with Gary Kubiak and Rick Dennison. How did they split up the duties? Kubiak, with his background as a quarterback in the league and a longtime play caller, did he handle that still with Dennison as offensive coordinator, or did he leave Dennison alone to do his offense?
It was a collaboration. I think, you know, obviously, through and through, Gary Kubiak is an offensive guy. You know, he played the position, he coached the position. You know, he grew up in the West Coast system. He knows it like the palm of his hand as well as Rico does. So I think it was a collaboration of everything. During the week, you know, I think we all had our parts in what we did to help with the game plan, and Gary Kubiak was a big part of that game planning offensively. He let the, you know, with Wade and the defensive guys, he let them do their deal because Wade, I was the very experienced guy who I know he's very loved in Buffalo, and he did a good job of that. Our defense, you know, were really good here under Wade, but offensively, Gary Kubiak did have his input into our offense as most coaches did, but probably, you know, Coach Kubiak and Rick Dennison and Greg Knapp had the most influence on what we were doing game planning wise on offense, you know, with sprinkling our other offensive duties from the other offensive position coaches.
Hey, Tech, you must be excited staying on with the Broncos, you know, a new coaching staff in some respects with Vance Joseph coming in and a fresh start for a team that is just a year removed from the Super Bowl championship. You got to feel pretty good about what you've done there.
Yeah, we're excited about it. I mean, offensively, we didn't play as well as we would like to have played the last couple of years as opposed to when we, before. But we did. The one thing I learned from Coach Kubiak is this past couple of years, especially last year, Super Bowl run, we really played complimentary football. We didn't have to go out and score 40 points every game, whatever, because our defense ranked number one in the league that Super Bowl year last year. So we played really good complimentary football, and you know, we scored when we had to, and we ran the ball more to rest the defense more because we knew our defense would go out there and play lights out. But it'll be a different philosophy under Coach Vance Joseph coming in. He wants to go back to what we used to when Peyton was here. He wants to go up-tempo, you know, and, you know, on the line and just be, you know, a really good offense again and score as many points as we can. And he told us, let the defense do what they need to do, but we need to score as many points as we can. So I know the guys who have been here before, there's only a couple of guys who have been here before, before Coach Kubiak got here, still on our team. And we told them that, you know, they like the sound of that. So that's what we'll do.
Tyke, we're actually running out of time, but, you know, I just wanted to ask you, since you guys beat the Patriots to go on to the Super Bowl last year, what did you guys have to do on offense to go on to the Super Bowl, beat them and go on?
I think what we did mostly was we looked at the matchups that we had. You know, we got two Pro Bowl type receivers that I have with Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. So we like to match up with those guys and put them out there, and they actually made their fair share of plays against those guys. Our tight ends with Owen Daniel, he's retired now, I think, but we flexed him out wide, and he made some good plays when he was man-to-man coverage on their linebackers and safeties. You know, we spread them out and did some things, and we actually ran the ball well against them as well. You know, we beat New England twice last year. Mm-hmm. You guys remember, we beat them once in the regular season and in the AFC Championship game, and both of those where we run the ball, and we have, you know, some passes to get the ball some chunks downfield to Emmanuel and some to DT, but also in the AFC Championship game, Owen Daniel scored two touchdowns. So we use our tight end quite a bit against their linebacker. We like that matchup with our tight ends against their linebackers and man-to-man out there in space. So I think that's one of the things that maybe Atlanta could look at and maybe try to get some plays from there to help their offense be successful with their defense. So they're really, really good. They really, really coach well, as you know, with Belichick. And it's going to be a good, exciting game. I'm looking forward to watching it.
Hey, Coach, thanks for this. It's great to hear from you, visit with you. We appreciate you coming on and shedding some light on what we can expect from Rick Dennison. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely, and I wish you guys the best of luck. I wish Rico the best of luck. He's a great guy, great family man. You guys love him there. He's a no-nonsense, no thrills, just does his job, and I think you guys will respect that and appreciate that about him.
Great. Good to hear. Thanks, Coach. Coach Tyke Tolbert,
absolutely.
He is the Broncos receiving coach going into his 15th year in the National Football League as an assistant coach. Six of those years here with the Buffalo Bills. He worked the last 2 years with Bills' new offensive coordinator, Rick Dennison, and gave us a little insight into what to expect.